Blog Talk Radio.
Just say one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be once again to the all-wise, wonderful living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly blessed and honored in Jesus' name to be before you on this evening. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. You know, once again, God allows us to go through what we go through for a reason, and we thank him just for days, just as today. Sometimes he just builds us up, fills us up, and then he prepares us in the name of Jesus for whatever it is that we are to come against. All things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And this is what we stand on according to Romans 8 and 28. Praise God. I'm the Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth Monday through Friday reading the Word of God out of the King James Version of his Word right now as we read from Genesis to Revelation. After we complete that of Revelations out of the King James Version, we will come forth and continue with the new King James Version of God's Holy Word. Once again, we want to say God bless each and every one of you. God bless you out there, Minister Andrew in Los Angeles, California. We truly are blessed and honored to have you here, you as well as your wife. Praise God. And we thank you for your family. We also recognize Brother Eddie, praise God, out there in Chicago, Illinois. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. And we pray that God continues to heal you and protect you and be with you, speaking to your heart and your mind in Jesus' name. We also acknowledge Brother Brent. Hallelujah. God bless you, my brother. You know, we thank God for you, the continued dedication that you have allowing us and continuing to minister with us as we continue bringing the word. We thank you, and we ask that God continues to bless you and be with you and keep you as well. We see Sister V out there in Compton, California. Hallelujah. God bless you. We also mention all those out there in Georgia, Sister Vicky. Amen. God bless you. And we thank God for Brother Andrew once again out there. And we thank you for the ministry that you're doing and those whom you're helping. And we just thank God for your commitment and your dedication and support to here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We continue bringing the Word of God Monday through Friday, as mentioned, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. And then we also will come bringing the powerful message anointed in the name of Jesus as we come on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen. That's going to be 11 o'clock on the Pacific Time over there in California. And then it's going to be around 12 o'clock in Amen, over there in Mountain Time. And then we're looking at 2 o'clock over in, praise God, in Georgia, in that area. So continue to bring us forth some support, just hearing us and praying for us as we continue to do the work and minister in God's word. Lady Diane also will be coming on, and we'll be TBA on that, where we can keep you abreast of when she's going to come forth, as well as Mr. Andrew. And we just thank you for the wonderful blessings that are going forth here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, who have been helping those that have been in need of homes and clothing and food. And we've had that opportunity here in Springfield, Illinois, to bring that assistance. And we do it on a small scale, so it's not a huge church, but we do thank God in spirit and that we use what we have to help those that are in need. Once again, we're going to read the Word of God, and we hear currently at the book of Thessalonians. Amen. God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day, again, we humble ourselves, Father God, continuing to be committed to do what you call for us to do, Lord God. We thank you We thank you for that commitment, and we ask that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and we ask that you give us strength, that we're able to weather through the storm of our need and desires to continue to press on towards the mark. We pray, oh God, for our blessings upon our families in the name of Jesus, healing them, Father God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God. We pray blessings upon our finances, oh Lord, and our children in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for giving us another opportunity and chance to get it right. We pray in the name of Jesus as we go through, protect us as we travel over the highways and byways, getting to and from our points of destination. We ask that you be with us and protect us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we're coming here before you with the book of Thessalonians. It comes after Colossians. So we have Thessalonians, the first epistle of Paul, the apostle, to the Thessalonians. Let us read Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, the Silenus, and Timothy, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Spirit of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel come not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know that what manner of men we were among you for your sake, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia, and from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God's word was spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering into the we had into you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom we raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath of God. Thessalonians chapter 2. But yourselves, brethren, know our entrance into you, and that it was not in vain, not even after that we had suffered before, and were shamefully entreated, as we knew at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God, which with much sanctation. But exhortation is not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in gall, but as we are allowed of God to be put in first with the gospel, even as we speak not as pleasing man, but God, which trap our hearts. But neither in his eyes use we flattering words, and you know for a cloak of covetousness God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostle of Christ, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherish our children, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. But we remember, brethren, our labor and travail, our labor and night and day, because we will not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. We are witnesses, and God also, how holy and justly and unblameable we behaved ourselves among you that believe. Are ye now, know we exhorted the comforted and charge every one of you, as the Father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. For this cause also take we good God without ceasing, because we ye received the word of God which ye heard of us. Ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which affectionately worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, become followers of the churches of God which is in Judea, are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered not long like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us. And they pleased not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins away. For the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, be taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, devoured the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the prisons of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Wherefore, when we would none longer but bear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and seek Timothy, our brethren, our minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the labor gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it come to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sit to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now, when Timothy come from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith in charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us also, always desiring greatly to use and see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you and all our affliction and distress by your feet. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can be rendered to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God? Night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself in our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct that way unto you, and the Lord make you to the peace and bound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk, and to please God, so ye would abide and abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we give you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in satisfaction and honor, not in the lust of conspicuous, even as the Gentiles, which know not God, but no man, go beyond the defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is avenger of all such as we also have forborne you and testified. The Lord hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But us touching brotherly love, ye need neither, not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But be
We beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study and be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as you and we command you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. But this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord is cometh as a thief in the night. For we, when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us, warning of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet the hope of salvation. For God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and praise for God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, O brethren, as it is meant, because that your faith grows exceedingly on the charity of every one of you, all toward each other aboundeth. So that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you and to you who are troubled. Rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and be adored all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and foreseal all the good pleasure of this goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him. according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter. As from us, as to the day of Christ is at hand, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be redeemed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he is as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time. For the mastery of iniquity doth already work. Early he know, let it will it, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the work of Satan with all power, and signs and lying wonders, and with the deceivableness of the unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be made damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, the God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good work, word, and work. Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may be free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and into the patient waiting. Now, we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which ye received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but with labor and travail indeed, and we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but that it to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now then, that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quiet they work. I eat their own bread, but ye, brethren, be not weary and well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, know that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but embolish him as a brother. Now, the Lord of peace himself give you peace, always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul, with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading of that epistle, 2 Thessalonians. And we will come back with the first epistle of Timothy on tomorrow. Praise God. We're going to conclude with the book of Timothy on tomorrow. Praise God. Once again, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your continued commitment on listening and tuning in with David and Diane Ministry and friends, and allowing us to be on your computers, your phones, your tablet. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me. you to know it's